The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our sitting and to the community of people who are sitting together at this time, sharing our YouTube connection. And as we begin this meditation, I want to bring up a kind of a metaphor that might be useful for meditation. And that has to do with meeting, that life has a lot to do with meetings that happen, two things meet. The world, when we are the experiences of the world meet our eyes, and we see the world. This morning I opened the door, and I went out to meet the handle. And then in that meeting, I could open the door and push the handle down. There's this contact that's made of some sort of other sense contact, different kinds of contact. And why this kind of idea, metaphor is useful, instead of meeting, is that sometimes we're the active agent for the meeting, and sometimes we are the recipient of the meeting, and sometimes things happen in a kind of free way where no one's really the agent. It's just that in the meeting there's an occurrence without there being a sense of receiving or giving, reaching out or coming to us. So, for example, here to make all this YouTube work, it would be very nice if all the buttons would come to me so I would know what to push. But I have to actively go to them and remember which ones to push, and so I go to. I'm the agent for the meeting. When I stand in the sun and I'm cold, I'm the recipient of the sunlight and the warmth coming in, and I kind of open myself to receive. So in different settings, we are in different ways. Same thing with meditation, and sometimes this idea of where are we in the range, in the pendulum of meeting. When we sit and meditate, sometimes we're the one going out to meet something, and sometimes we allow ourselves to be the recipient in a very, very receptive mode. And sometimes both the idea of receiver and giver, agent and recipient, fall away, and there's something very deeper kind of peace that can happen. But we always need to know where we are on that spectrum at any given time, and we can use where we are in the spectrum to help us be in the present moment. And that's really the doorway to freedom in this meditation practice, is just connecting to the present moment, being in the present moment. So I say all this because when we first sit down, we're the one who's going to the meeting. We're meeting something. So when I just sat down now, I went to meet the cushion that I sit on. And I placed myself on it, and then I actively kind of moved around a little bit to get just the right kind of connection between the cushion and me. So I'm the agent, I'm the one who's doing the meeting. But once I sit here and relax, then I'm the recipient of the contact of the body against the mat, against the floor. And I sit here and receive and relax and allow, and I feel that contact. So sometimes at the beginning of a sitting, it's nice to intentionally, purposefully begin by being the agent, the one who goes to meet, in order to begin establishing that connection as a reminder. And then as the meditation moves along, we can start shifting perhaps. And we're less the agent and more the recipient, and more just allowing what's happening and not being the doer. But sometimes we are the doer. And so we go back and forth. And hopefully as we learn to recognize where we are in that spectrum, we can do it in a relaxed way, a spacious way, a forgiving way. We can just kind of do it in a calmly as is appropriate and attuned to what's needed at the time. So if you now take a meditation posture, and to begin, you might be actively engaged with meeting your body, connecting with your body. And one way that's a little bit, dramatic, is to actually sway back and forth quite widely if you're sitting upright. And kind of just feel your body, connect to your body, feel the body's against your cushion or your chair. And then shorter and shorter sways, but really feeling as you come into center to be aligned. Same thing with maybe rocking forward and back a bit. And you really kind of, you're meeting your body, you're meeting your place you're sitting, you're engaged in a process of connecting and feeling. And then sitting upright and centered, if that's how you are. And then closing your eyes. And now, be the recipient of the sensations of your body. Now that you may be swayed back and forth, how does your body feel? What parts of your body feel activated, or where there's a flow of sensations? What, in a sense, sensations of your body arise to meet awareness? If you're just relaxed and open to feel your body globally. And then let the pendulum swing to being more active. You can meet your body more fully by taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. As your lungs expand, the diaphragm is pushed down, feeling the expansion and the pressure, the lifting. And as you exhale in a slow, calm way, perhaps feel the settling, the places of contact inside your body as the sensations change on the exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And once again, to be recipient, allow yourself to discover how the body shows itself into awareness. If you just sit and are open globally. And notice if there's any tension associated with your thinking mind. Pressure. And perhaps, if there is, as you exhale, to relax. The thinking mind. And then feeling, taking a few moments for you to go with awareness and meet your breathing. As if awareness is a loving hand that gently puts its hand on someone's back, shoulder, lovingly. See if you can awareness can lovingly feel the sensations of your body breathing. And if it's helpful, you can even actually put your hand on your belly and your chest to make contact with the movements of the body as you breathe. And perhaps allow the body breathing, the sensation of breathing, to be received in awareness. Perhaps even received in the body. And in whatever way you make contact with the body, with your breathing, see if you can have that contact be calm and relaxed. And also committed, a gentle, calm devotion to staying close to that meeting place of breathing and awareness, the body breathing and the awareness that knows it. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, it's nice to always consider how we can use our practice to make the world a better place. And if you could consider perhaps how when you meet the world, when you meet others, whether personally in the distance, on the phone or email communication, how can you meet the world with friendliness, with kindness? And when the world meets you, when people come towards you and you receive them in some way, how can you be a friendly and supportive recipient for that meeting? May it be that our contact in whatever way we have with the world be one that promotes friendship and support and mutual respect for each other. May all beings be happy.